Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au. Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Wednesday morning and there's some local sport to talk about. Milo joins me in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Huey. Good morning, fellow coasters in the transition zone. A little taste of winter. Who knows what's ahead. Now, talking our local boxing champ, Bobby Trigger Trigg. Well, he's back in training after a couple of months layoff and is preparing for a super flyweight title fight. And that'll occur either in Western Australia or Victoria. So stay posted there. And no doubt Colin Cassidy, his trainer, is progressing his training appropriately. Now, ex-Millicent Premiership football coach Clint Gallier. Now, he's playing footy in the Northern Territory Football League. And his team, the Southern Crocs, have advanced to the preliminary final this Saturday in their quest for back-to-back flags. So Gallio is a chance to experience premiership glory once again. Now, Clint will join the Northern Territory Thunder when that season's finished, and they play in the Northeast AFL for the winter season, and that includes the reserves teams from the Suns, Lions, Giants and Swans, which is a pretty good standard. If you ever want to have a watch of that footy and the local boys that have been running around, and Seb Gilhouse, the big ruckman who played a couple of clubs in the K&T, he's also playing for Southern Districts. NITV has an excellent coverage of that competition.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sport, and it's F time, finals, South East Coast Basketball League. Good morning, Beth Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners. Yes, it certainly is F time, finals time.
Yeah, and of course, last week in the minor round finale, all went to plan. Bulldogs 80 defeated the Cats 65. Roos 98 defeated Cougars 57. And Panthers 95 defeated Bulldogs Red 77. So tonight in the men, Beth, I think it's a song, Instant Replay.
Yes, it certainly is. There's a couple of questions that we can ask. Cougars, for example, hopefully will have Sam Stafford back. He's been missing for several weeks. So if he comes back, that'll certainly boost Cougars' chances. And in the Panthers-Bulldogs-Red lineup, there'll be Brad Rathjen will return to Panthers. And, of course, Bulldogs-Red will be missing Lachie Hunter.
There you go. Now, right from the top, third versus fourth, Roos versus Cougars. Can Cougars reverse that result from last week?
Oh, I think winning form's good form, Milo, so I'll pick Roos to step up and make take a place in the preliminary final.
Bulldogs, top of the roost, the red versus Panthers, second, Brad Rathjen in great form up there in Adelaide for the Pioneers. Will that be enough for them to continue?
Well, yes, but they'll need to stay composed because Bulldogs Red, they are very composed. They've got a new leader in O'Connor who has come into the side and sort of taken Lachie Hunter's place. So they play with composure despite the fact of having the young guns in the team. So this will be a very good game, and it's a difficult one to pick because, as you know, finals games are very different to the minor round games.
And obviously no women's basketball last week with Bulldogs forfeiting the Cougars and Panthers forfeiting the Saints, and obviously coming down to availability of players. But tonight it all happens over at Millicent. Cats third versus Panthers fourth. Who's going to progress to the next final?
Well, unfortunately there the Panthers, because of injury to players during Pioneers training and netball training, and also their several players who have moved to Adelaide for school and uni. Panthers have had to, unfortunately, forfeit to Cats. It's an embarrassing situation for the club, but I know that Kylie Duncan, the team manager, has done all she possibly could and more to try and round up a team of eligible players, but not so. And so Cats go into the preliminary final without having to bounce a ball, Milo.
There you go. That's a sport. Now, Saints, top of the ladder, they will clash with Cougars second. How do you see this one going, Beth?
Well, this will be a very good game indeed. With Saints, of course, you've got Emily Winter, who's in great form. She had a good weekend with the Pioneers, and I think that Saints might get over the line on the home court. I will say that game was scheduled for 8:45. It's now being played at 7:30, with the forfeit of the other game. So I think home court advantage, Saints will get over the line.
Good luck to everyone concerned. And Beth, you and I will analyse and dissect the preliminary finals next week.
Yeah, and we'll certainly review the first week of the SA Country Championships too. We've got 14s and 18s going to Adelaide for the 2019 Country Championships.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M talking local sport. It is cricket. Good morning, George Kidman.
Oh, good morning, Milo. That autumn is in the air. Finals time.
Yes, it is. And no doubt you and all those players are involved are very excited across the grades. Hoggies Wine, Barber's Shield. This is it. Saturday and Sunday, semi-finals. Right from the top, North second will take on South third. Fruit Park's the oval of selection. Strengths and weaknesses of both sides. And on the day, George?
Yeah, well, North Sportsmen's, I mean, what a team they've been over a long period of time now. Their batting is their out-and-out strength, which probably overshadows their bowling a bit as well, which has been really strong as well. Declan Kenny in particular this year. But Johnston, couple of McInerneys, and let's not forget Schutz at the top of the order. He's just been dynamic with the bat. He's such an improved player too, Milo. That's the thing that we look back to Schutz. He made that double century through the season, but he's found so many other avenues to score. Where he used to be quite a defensive batsman, he can now cut you through point or sweep you through square leg and or hit you through hit you straight. So he's got scoring options everywhere, and obviously North have got so many batting options. But South, we saw it the other day in the T20 Big Bash, it can happen easily for them. They've got guys that score runs very, very quickly. I think Dylan Clough holds the key for the South Gambia boys with their batting, clearly. Interestingly, playing at Frew Park, that was a decision put forward by North to move from Marist to Frew Park, so that's been allowed. And that could play into Robbie Drenson's hands, who can make some very, very quick runs later in the order. But bowling-wise for South Gambia, Jorgensen, wickets again. He led the tally last year. He'll be right around the mark again this year, and he'll lead their bowling attack. Along with Robbie Drenson and Dylan Clough, who are going to have key games as all-rounders. So North Sportsmen definitely deserve favouritism.
And on the big paddock, McCorkendale Park, your mob, Panola, looking for back-to-back reigning premiers, of course, taking on West Gambia. And game on, George.
Yeah, funnily enough, this is the third year in a row that Panola and West have met in a semi-final. 2 years ago, one of the most epic matches you'll ever witness at Mulseed. And last year went Panola's way. Panola and West, traditionally, Milo, have had very, very close games, and I'd expect this to be no different. Even though Panola's finished top with an undefeated season, West Gambia have sort of fallen into the four, but they've got their top-end talent is magnificent. They'll be looking for Richie Crute to be injury-free. Noticed he bowled last week in the T20 Big Bash final, so his calf could be coming good, and he'll hold a key for West Gambia, as will Jake Blackwell and Neil Easterbrook, blokes that can make big runs. So and Panola, obviously a terrific season by Panola. I know it's hard coming from my perspective, but to go through a season undefeated, a tie round one versus East. Was the closest the side got to a loss. So, but it's a brand new season, Milo, and anything can happen. And the boys, all the four teams, will be absolutely pumped to get out there onto their respective grounds on Saturday.
Yeah, long range weather looks pretty good. So get along if you want to watch a bit of good old fashioned country cricket. Frew Park, magnificent, no doubt. Be a troop that'll cruise into McCorkendale Park. George, just before I let you go, we'll remind everyone the awards presentation function Wednesday the 13th of March. South Aussie upstairs, so the club's got to organise themselves there, and that'll come in a rush. George Kidman, man of the earth, loves his cricket. We'll catch up and find out what happened next Wednesday morning.
Fingers crossed, Milo. Good luck to all the cricketers. Junior grand finals this week. Good luck to everyone, and thank you, Milo.
May the bat and the ball be with you, boys. See you, buddy.
See ya.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.